Harlequin Audio and Harper Audio present Bound by Passion by Brenda Jackson. Performed by Ron Butler. To my readers, who after reading Bare Essentials wanted Michelle Kincaid and Royce Parker's story, this one is for you. From a wise man comes careful and persuasive speech. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 23. Dedication. To the man who will always be the love of my life, Gerald Jackson Sr., my first, my last, my everything. In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, King James Version. Prologue. It was a nice wedding, wasn't it? Royce glanced over at the woman who'd come to stand by his side. That surprised him, since she'd been deliberately avoiding him most of the day. Maybe not as much as he noticed her avoiding Auburn, but then he'd noticed Auburn avoiding her as well. Interesting. What was even more interesting was the heated looks Michelle had given him at last night's rehearsal dinner, and today during the wedding and reception. He wondered what kind of game she was playing. It honestly didn't matter, since he wasn't interested in playing games. "Yes, Michelle, it was a nice wedding," he said, deciding to switch his gaze from her to the car that Jordan and Dominique had gotten into that would take them to the airport. They had a flight to Italy for a 2-week honeymoon. "So, Royce, what are your plans for the rest of the evening?" He wondered why she wanted to know. Glancing over at her, he then wished he hadn't. He thought the same thing now that he had the first time he'd seen her. Michelle Kincaid was an extremely beautiful woman. A woman any sane man knew not to let her sink her claws into. And everybody knew he was a very sane man. "I don't have any plans other than returning to my hotel room."
That sounds like a good idea. May I join you?"
Royce blinked. Had she honestly asked to come to his room? Not only was he sane, but he was also known to take very few things at face value, which prompted him to ask, "And why do you want to join me in my room, Michelle?"
"What reason do you think?"
She eased closer, and he immediately picked up on her feminine scent, that of a woman in heat. "At the moment, I'd rather not think. I prefer you come out and tell me," he said, recalling that not only was he sane, but he didn't like playing games. She eased even closer. He glanced around and noticed most of the wedding guests were leaving, and he and Michelle were the only two standing in this section of the ballroom.
"The reason is simple, Royce. I haven't had sex with a man in nearly 8 months, and I need to get laid. Trust me. I will make it worth your time and your effort."
He should have been stunned by her words, but he'd heard from Jordan that Dominique's sister was as unmanageable as they came, and she liked being in total control. Evidently, she thought by boldly stating what she wanted, she was showing her domineering side. Well, he had news for her. No woman dominated him, in or out of the bedroom. "A one-night stand, right?" he asked for clarification, making sure they were on the same accord.
"Yes, a one-night stand. That's all I'm interested in, Royce." He nodded, smiled, and said,
"I'm in room 2036. I'll be there, naked and waiting." He then walked off. Chapter 1. 2 years later. The woman was going to drive him to drinking, Royce Parker thought, as Michelle Kincaid captured his attention, as well as the attention of every other man in the room, while she moved among the partygoers. He knew her actions were under the pretense of mingling when what she was really doing was targeting her next victim. That wouldn't be hard for her to achieve, since he thought she was a beautiful woman. And tonight, wearing a short black skirt that showed off a gorgeous pair of legs and curvaceous ass.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?